Norm, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
No worries. Thank you, Tess.
So could you tell us a little bit about Beddown and how it got started?
Yeah, so Beddown basically is a reaction really to the growing issue we have here in Australia, which is a massive social issue, and it's homelessness. And there are over 116,000 people deemed to be homeless across Australia. And of that figure, Tess, there's over 8,000 people that sleep rough every night. And in 2019, I believe this is unacceptable. So what Beddown looks to do and what it looks to address is, particularly around rough sleeping, is to look at spaces that are busy during the day, but then activate and repurpose them at night into pop-up accommodation. So those that are sleeping rough can get access to a bed and a great night's sleep. Now, the first space we're going to tackle is car parks. And car parks offer great shelter, they offer great security, and can be activated and deactivated very, very quickly. And we're very fortunate to have Secure Parking, who are the largest operator of car parks around Australia and New Zealand, on board as our national partner.
Yeah, and tell me about how Secure Parking came on board as well. It's a great initiative.
Thank you. So once I came up with the idea for Beddown, and I was doing some research, and the light bulb moment sort of happened for me when I was thinking about, so how am I going to address this issue? And not really coming up with a solution about how to tackle the issue of those that are sleeping rough. And I was thinking about this problem for some time, and I actually took myself away. I went for a coffee, went and did some shopping at a local shopping centre here in Brisbane. And when I got there, the sort of light bulb moment happened, because I don't know if the planets aligned, but when I got there, the place was sort of empty. And I was like, ooh, I wonder if anyone's doing anything within car parks. I mean, I did my research, there was no one doing anything. And I started to think about, so what do the sleeping arrangements look like? So I started doing some research into mattresses, because I didn't want to sort of be carting around massive mattresses, because logistically that would be quite challenging. And came to the conclusion that inflatable mattresses have come a long way. And once I got that down pat, it was then, right, okay, so who are the largest car park operators around Australia? Secure Parking are the largest. Went to their website. Found out who the executive team was. Peter Anson's the CEO. Over to LinkedIn, great platform. Found Peter on LinkedIn, and we started the conversation on LinkedIn, and then over emails, and then eventually a face-to-face meeting in Sydney. Gave him the background, talked through the concept, and they came on board very quickly. They could see the vision and the impact that this could make.
And I noticed that you said earlier the first spaces you are looking at is car parks. Are you hoping to expand this to other stations further down the line?
Yeah, look, there's lots of spaces that are underutilized and left empty or vacant at night, Tess. The beauty of car parks, though, and that's why we're starting in car parks, is they're in every CBD across Australia. Secure Parking have got the infrastructure already in place. Once we've done a pilot here in Brisbane and we can see what the impact has been, what impact has been made, we can then look to start to scale and roll out across other parts of Australia. However, then having said that, you know, there's other spaces up for grabs, and that's what we're all about at Beddown, is taking spaces that are either, you know, like busy during the day but then left empty or vacant at night time, or they may be empty or vacant all the time and we can activate and repurpose them.
And so how can people help out with, you know, getting this up and rolling out throughout the country?
Yeah, great question. So we're initially doing a trial here in Brisbane, hopefully in the near future. And I say hopefully in the near future because there is a little bit of sort of rules and regulation you've got to comply to, and bureaucracy sort of comes into play. So we're just going through that process at the moment, but hoping to get a trial up and running in the next few months, as I say. We have a website, beddown.org.au. You can find out more on there and how to support us. Volunteers, contributions from the general public or any industry out there that want to have a chat about potential sort of partnerships or corporate sponsorships. Yeah, that would be the best way. Or our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page as well, at Beddown Tonight.
Norm, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you, Tess.